Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marty Maratzi Sheyichyu. And it's based on Torah that I received from my Rabbi Agon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. In Parshas Korach, it says, V'ani nasati lechem mishmeres trumosai l'chol kotshei b'nei Yisrael. From this pasuk we learn in Becheilis, and that Flamidalit Amid Aleph, that you're now to be metame truma, and not to be metame at biyadayim, but even legroimla, even to cause, even though it's not direct, you're metame yourself, but even to cause it to have tuma is aser, like we see in Sukkah and Mamad Hamid Beis, that truma that wasn't mukhshar lekabel tuma, you're now to take it for the dalad minim, because through that you would be machshirit lekabel Tuma, and Rashi explains that if you machshirit lekabel tuma, you're over on the iser of mishmeres, because they would put it in water, and through that they would make it susceptible to tuma. So you're not allowed to do that, and even to bring it to rishis harabim, where there's suffik tuma, even though suffik tuma rishis harabim is tar, nevertheless, one is over on the mitzvah of mishmeres, as is well known from the Ramban in Chulin Daf Beis Amud Beis, that even bringing it to Rosh Hasharabim where it's Safik Tuma, where we're Matayer, but still he's over on the mitzvah of mishmeres because he didn't properly guard it. You have to properly guard Truma and make sure that it doesn't become Tame or even become susceptible to Tuma. However, we find a big chiddush in the Achroinim, in the geder of the mitzvah of mishmeres, that a zar that eats truma, besides the iser zos bitruma, that a non-kohen ate truma, he's also over on the iser of mishmeres, as we will see. And with this, we can answer two very strong kashas of the achroinim. Tosus in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph and Divar Maschil Mishum asks, why do we need a pasuk that you're not yotze yidei choiva b'matzah shel tevel? Why don't we just say that the reason you're not yotze yidei choiva b'matzah shel tevel is because it's a mitzvah bo b'aveiro? And Tosfos blibes with a kasha. The Shagas Aryeh, we've discussed the Shagas Aryeh in the past, and I hope we return to it in the future. It's one of my favorite. And Simon Sadivov writes that when a person only has a kezayis of tevel, min hadin, he should eat the tevel, because the essay of matzah is doicha, the loisesay of tevel. Just since the loisesay of tevel has misa bidei shamayim, if so, just like we say in Yevamos 5b, that an essay is not doicha loisesay shish bo kares, hu hadin, that an essay is not doicha loisesay shiyes boi misa bidei shamayim. So this is all in a case where it's tovel l'truma, where it's tevel, because truma hasn't been separated. But if it's tovel l'maiser sheni or maiser oni, but if it maiser sheni or maiser oni haven't been separated, where there's no misa according to the opinion of the Rambam in the 10th parak of Macholas Asuris in the 20th halacha, so then we should say that the essay of Achilas Tevel should be doiche the loisesei, the essay of Achilas Matzah should be doiche the loisesei of Tevel. So that's what we would think. So Kamash Malon says the Shagas Aryeh, the Pasuk Leisoch al Olav Chometz Lemayet Tevel. So again, Kasha was, why don't we just say that you're not yotze yidei chove b'matzah shel tevel al tzmitzvah baba veiro? Why do you need a pasuk? The answer is because you would think you are, because essay decha loisesei, the essay of matzah is decha the loisesei of tevel, if there's going to be no mis involved, which is when it's tovel l'maisel sheni or maisel ani. So kamash malon the pasuk that we don't say essay decha loisesei. And it's aser. So before we answer the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh, we're going to prove Be'ezus Hashem that we don't say Esei Doicha Loisesei B'matzah Shel Tevel. That's what the Shagas Aryeh wanted to say, that by Matzah Shel Tevel you say that the Esei of Matzah should be Doicha the Loisesei of Tevel. Because according to the Shagas Aryeh, it should be that for us that Isser Chometz, that we paskin that Isser Chometz is Chal on the Isser of Tevel, because Chometz is an Isser Koilel, because it's not, it's Asering all Chometz. So we know that Isser Chol al Isser, where it's a more inclusive Isser. So here it's an Isser Koilel. That it's asering not only the tevel, but it's asering chametz of tevel, but it's asering all chametz. So iser chametz is chal on iser tevel. So you would be yotzei v'matzah shel tevel. Why would you be yotzei v'matzah shel tevel? Because we know that in order for it to be kosher matzah, it needs to be leavenable. So is tevel leavenable? So if you hold that the Isser of Chametz is not chal on the Isser of tevel, then it's not. But we hold that the Isser of Chametz is chal on the Isser of tevel, and therefore it can be made into chametz in theory, because in Isser Koilel, and therefore you're also yotzei matzah b'matzah shel tevel. And you can't say mitzvah bo ba'aveiro, because if it's tovu l'maiser ani or maiser sheni, we say that the essay of matzah is doiche the loisesei of tevel l'da'as ha'shagas aryeh. So now we have to understand, why does the Rambam say in the sixth paragraph of Chometzu Matzah Lacha Zayin that you're not yotzei yedecho vaso b'matzah shel tevel, and it's mashma all matzah shel tevel? And the Rambam holds, as we mentioned before, in the 10th parak of Maicholas Asuris, in the 20th halacha, that there's no misa if it's tovu l'maisir sheni or maisir ani. So why does he say you're not yotzei yedei chovaso b'matzah shel tevel? It should be kosher a matzah, because it could be, it's leavenable, and there's no chi of misa, so why don't we just say asei deichel loisesei? Why does the Rambam say that ein yotzei deicho vaso b'matzah shel tevel? Ela muchach shelo umrim baze asei doche lo taasei. So it must be that we don't say asei deicho loisesei. V'tzor chiyun amai. Why is it that we don't say asei deicho loisesei? Why can't the mitzvah of eating matzah be deicho the loisesei of tevel? According to the Rambam, it isn't, but why not? We can also prove this from the Ramban in his Chedushim, the Pesachim, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, that he says that you're Yotzei B'matzah Shel Tevel, and it's not a problem of Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveiro, because Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveiro is a Mitzvah that's Bo L'Ratzos, and this Matzah is not Bo L'Ratzos. And then he writes that midrabanan you're not yotzei b'zei yidei chovaso, because midrabanan it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. He says a mitzvah bo ba'aveira de rabanan, and we have to understand why it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Why don't we say asei deicha loisesei? It must be you don't say asei deicha loisesei, and the question is why not. Also, so that's we have a kasha in the Rambam, the Ramban. Why don't we say Asei Deicha Loisesei? Now, again, what was the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh? Kasha of Shagas Aryeh was that he was dealing with Tosfos kasha. Then why do you need a pasuk that you're not yetzi b'matzah shel tevel? Typically, there'll be mitzvah bo b'aveila. It's a mitzvah bo b'aveila. So that's why you're not yotzi b'matzah shel tevel. So Tosfos bribed with the kasha, and then the Shagas Aryeh says that we should say Esei Doicha Loisesei. Why don't we say Esei Doicha Loisesei? And that it's not a mitzvah bo b'aveila. We should say Esei Doicha Loisesei, because if it's Tavol Maisel Sheni or Maisel Ani, there's no Misa, according to the Rambam. So that's why you need a pasuk of Loisochal Olof Chometz L'mayi Tevel. Because lulei the pasuk, he would say asei deicha lo sasei. So that was, he was bothered. Why don't you say asei deicha lo sasei? For that you need the pasuk. So yesh l'stapek in what it says in Maseches Sukkah and daf lamed hey amid aleph, that an esrog of orla is pasul mishum de'ein bo heter achila. An esrog of orla is pasul because there's no heter achila. What would be the din if somebody is in a makom sakana and he has to eat an esrog of orla? Is this considered that it has a heter achila or not? Even though it's mutter for him to eat it in order to be matzil himself, nevertheless the esrog itself has no heter achila. Ela shemitzus v'chay behem docha iser orla. It's not called that it has a heter achila. Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gilyani Hashas in Yerushalmi, Reish Bikurim, he proves that as long as it has a heter achila, it's considered kishala. And he says this is talui in the nidon of pikuach nefesh. Is hutla or it's the chuya. So if he is a heter achila, it's considered shalom. But if it's the chuya, maybe not. Maybe that's not considered shalom. So we wanted to know what would be the din if somebody is in a makom sakana, he has to eat an esrog of orla, so could it be yotze with such an esrog? Is this called yesh bo heter achila? And Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests yes, if pikuach nefesh is hutra. So now we can say atenach but pikuach nefesh, if we say hutra, so it has a heter achila. But by matzah shel tevel, that we want to be matir to eat it, because that the essay of matzah should be doiche the loisesei of tevel. If so, hadrina l'svarasenu. We go back to our svara that this is not considered that as a heter achila. If you want to say pikuach nefesh is hutra, so that's considered that as a heter achila, because he can eat it out to pikuach nefesh, so he can be yotzei with such an esro. But matzah shel tevel, they want to be matir it out, the essay of matzah being teicha the loisesei of tevel, that's not considered that it has a heter achila. Just the gavra, when the Torah says, when he has an assay against the loisa, say the Torah says to do the assay. But that's not considered that he has a heter achila. So now, for enfer the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh, why we don't say esrog deicha loisa say? Because just like by esrog, we require that it should have a heter achila. Mitichtiv lachem. In ken gam v'matza l'shitas habavli, you require matzaschem psachem lamed ches amed aleph sukkah lamed hey amed aleph. Matza has to have a heter achila. So if so, even if esei doicha loisesei, it's not considered yesh bo heter achila. So you write esei, so the Shagas Aryeh is right. Let's say esei doicha loisesei, but this is not shalom. Why isn't it shelo? Because it's iser, and it's not considered yours. So when do you have a matzav of pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is hutra, it's considered shelo? But here it's not shelo, because there's an iser. Again, Rabbi Yosef Engel was mistapik. If something is you have an eser shel orla, eserik shel orla, or we were mistapik. If you have an eserik shel orla, which is puzzle mishum shembo hadar achila, what would be the din if you're in a matzav pikuach nefesh? And for that, we brought the Rabbi Yosef Engel, who said that if there's a heter achila of a machal, it's considered shelo if it's hutra. So our answer of shelo orla would be considered shelo if pikuach nefesh is hutra. But that's only if pikuach nefesh is hutra. If not, it's not shelo. So in our case, in our matzah shel tevel, you want to say esei doicha loisa say, how can you say esei doicha loisa say? It's still not shelo, so it doesn't help. You're right, the gavra has a mitzvah of the etzes esei, which is doicha loisa say. But by matzah you need lachem. And here there's no lachem. Why is there no lachem? Because there's an isra achila. So you're right, esei doicha loisa, but it doesn't make it lachem. If it's an isra achila, it's not lachem. Not yours. It's no heter achila. We only said if there's a heter achila, al pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is hutra, then it's yours. But if it's not hutra, pikuach nefesh, and it's aser, then it's not lachem. Even if you're in theory allowed to eat it. So here this matzah, you want to say asei docha lo se, but since it's an iser achila, then it's tevel, it's not lachem. So that answers the kasha of the Shagas Aliyah. Why you don't say asei docha lo se? He thought you should say asei docha lo se. So kama shon the pasuk le socha lo chametz, that's memai tevel. So you don't say asei docha lo se. Now we're saying you can't say you can't go on to asei docha lo se because it's not lachem. So, in the next shiur, we'd like to give another teretz to the kasha, the Shagas Aryeh, with five hakdamas, why you can't say esei decha lois to say with the matzav tevel. And Amir Tashem, if we're zeche, we'll present that, and we should be zeche to see more neflos gedolos mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.